I mean, it's like most budget addresses. There are some things in it that I like. I mean, I really like the part about the career and technical education. As the chairman of the board of the Pennsylvania College of Technology, I mean, that's something I'd like to know the details about how he intends to use it. But that's something that we've heard a lot about technical education for many, many years here in Harrisburg. And this is the first effort I've seen to somebody to put some effort behind that aspect of it. One of the things that kind of disappointed me a little bit, I would have liked to have seen more focus on the opioid problem. I mean, there's some extra money in it, but that's a minimal amount. I mean, the bottom line is that 15 people are going to die today of a drug overdose in Pennsylvania. 15 people died yesterday and 15 tomorrow. So I really think that needs to be elevated to a much, much higher level of concern across the state. So, you know, we have a lot of things to work on. The severance tax, obviously. I mean, that's like the swallows coming back to Capistrano. Everybody knew that severance tax was going to be on the, you know, it was going to be mentioned again. I voted for a severance tax last year, but I had a lot of regulatory considerations with it, and those are absent now. So I hope that we didn't bypass that opportunity to trade off some really good regulatory controls. So we have a lot of work to do. We have some money to raise some way along the line, or we're going to have to cut programs in some fashion. But I think that, like I said, we have a lot of work to do. I still am optimistic, though, that maybe we will get a budget done by May.